Hello, it's Christine. I'm going to introduce you to two voices, two people who you will know. You'll recognise them. They're not usually on this particular side, but the magazine section. Can you introduce yourselves and say who you are?
My name is Helen Hayes. I have never been on this side of the talking newspaper before, and I'm usually involved in the editing and reading of the news section.
And
hello, I'm Mike Hayes. You may have heard me on this side once before, a couple of years ago, when I talked about my previous job as a police diver.
Oh, that was fast. That was gruesome. That was really gruesome, because you had all these horrible, horrible, slimy things that were...
Yes, it was rather.
But fascinating. You did about two or three things for us.
I did. An essential job, but now I'm here to talk about the talking newspaper.
Right. And why have we got you on the magazine section of the paper?
This is because, unfortunately, we're moving out of the area. So we'll no longer be involved with this talking newspaper, but I'm sure once we've moved, we'll pick up with another one in another location.
How can you bear to leave? And you, today's very frosty and you know, the leaves have all gone off the trees. Helen, you said you were involved with a talking newspaper before.
Yes, that's right, Christine. I first became involved with the talking newspaper about 30 years ago. I was a member of North Manchester Ladies Circle, and we were asked if we would do voluntary work and help with the North Manchester talking newspaper. Now, 30 years ago, we used to turn up at this centre and we got the news on a hand-typed piece of paper on an old-fashioned typewriter, so there were very often typing mistakes, and we had no time to pre-read it, we just did it live.
Whoa.
So we really were flying by the seat of our pants.
Oh dear. And would that be in the days when it would come out on a cassette?
That's right, yes. And if we were running short of news, the door would open and a hand would appear with another item, and you just literally read it as it was in front of you.
Oh.
But it didn't put me off. And as soon as we came to Todmorden, it was lovely to get involved with Todmorden Talking Newspaper.
Yeah. Is Todmorden your only experience?
It is really, yeah. I went along once to watch how Helen did it at North Manchester, but then I just left it to the ladies. And when we moved up here, I was talking to John Taylor one day, and we're talking about different things, and I mentioned the talking newspaper, and his eyes lit up. And I could see I'd let myself in for a job. And he recruited me and Helen, and we've been involved ever since.
Excellent. So this will be in the time of Rod Wainwright.
Yes. And very much so.
And Barbara Eastwood, of course. Yes, yes. Barbara was very... Well, she did the magazine section, did Barbara, for many,
she
many
did,
years.
She did, yes.
Yes, yeah. Right. So how, you said that the technology was different. Were there any other differences between your first one, Helen, and this one?
Yes, very much so. Two of us would go along on the appointed night to read the news, and they'll say there was a very old gentleman who typed up the news and a recorder, and that was it. We never saw anybody else involved in the production, and there was certainly no social side to it. So it was very different. Yes.
And you said you were surprised at the numbers.
Yes. Going off previous experience, I thought there'd be perhaps two or three people involved in doing it. I didn't realise that we had people buying the newspaper every week, going through it, selecting items, editing, and then people like yourself interviewing people, and then putting the magazine section together. And it encompassed a huge group of people, probably 20 or 30.
I think we've had a couple of socials that I've been to in the crypt at St Mary's, and I'm always amazed at the number. You know, I don't recognise people, and then they speak, Yes. And of course you recognise the voice.
The voice straight away,
when they speak. Yeah. And you make, it's lovely, you make a lot of friends. But,
yes, you do.
So there must be, what, 30 people involved?
I would think so, around about that.
And that's just including engineers and people like that. And have you, was there a difference in the number of listeners?
I never knew how many listened to it in our previous talking newspaper. As I say, there was no social aspect. And once we'd done the recording, that was it. We didn't even get a copy of the edition. Whereas here, I feel so many people are involved. And we all know what each other does.
Yes, and of course the Royal Mail.
But technology's moved on as well, I have to say. Yes.
The Royal Mail helps, with free postage.
Yes. Without them, it would be quite difficult, I think.
Yes.
Talking of postage, I'm always amazed. I collect the wallets once every couple of months, and we take the memory sticks out and turn the labels over. And very often we get memory sticks from other talking newspapers that our listeners have put in by mistake. And I do like to listen to these and see what other newspapers are up to. And I have to say, by far, Todmorden's is the best for both news and information. I think we do a really good job, and certainly our listeners always say that as well.
That's lovely to hear.
Yes.
Yeah. That's magic.
Some are just articles read from a magazine, and there's just no personal input at all.
Well, that's really interesting. Thank you. But of course, unfortunately, you're going to be disappearing. So
yes.
let's have some strange things that have happened. Right.
You'll just have to remind me, because
that cold winter's evening.
The cold winter's evening, yes.
Whoa, okay.
We arrived at the St Mary's, where we now do the recordings. Previously, we used to do them at the school.
At Fernilee.
Fernilee School, yeah. But now we do them in the church.
Because Fernilee is going,
it's
to,
going
be
to be closed.
It's going to be closed,
so we've had to move out.
Yeah.
So we arrived at the church one evening, and our recorder that evening, a chap called Leonard, and we got all the equipment set up, all the readers were sat down, and then Leonard said, "Oh no, the computer's doing an update. It's got over 250 items to update on the computer." And this had never happened before. We ended up sat there for about 2.5 hours. Normally, we're in, we record, and we're out within about an hour and a half to two. This time we were there till 11 o'clock at night to make sure that everything was spot on, you know, and we'd, all the recordings had gone through. And so it was a real, the problem was, about 8:30, the heating went off. And there's nothing colder than a church with no heating, I can tell you that.
You're right down in the crypt.
Right down in the crypt,
yeah,
yes, yeah. It just got colder and colder, and we're sat with coats and scarves and hats, but we plugged on manfully and managed to get it done. Yes.
Right, so do we hear the chattering teeth then?
Very much so.
Yes.
Oh dear, that sounds horrendous.
Was,
oh,
was,
computers
was,
have a mind of their
oh,
own.
Oh, they do. Yeah. There was no reason for it to do that. But as you said, they have a mind of their own, and when they decide they want to update, they do. And
but what we didn't know then was that we could have overridden that.
We could have.
But we didn't know that at
Leonard
the time.
Leonard didn't know that, did it?
So we had to be patient.
Our normal sound recording engineer, Trevor, he would have known how to stop it. So we could have just got through it.
Well, at least you two could have snuggled up together.
Well, we did, yes.
Could have walked. So it's had its advantages.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does, yeah.
And Helen, what about you? Have you got some?
I have one funny story. I was reading one of the news items, and one of the people involved in the item had the very innocuous name of Doris Morris. And yes, I can see you screwing your face up now. I got a fit of the giggles. And after 3 takes, Trevor was very patient with me. It got worse and worse. And as I say, after 3 giggly takes, Mike said, "Give me the item and I'll read it." And I'm sure I could be heard in the background still chuckling.
Oh, poor dog.
It's always the little things that trip you up.
Just when you least expect it, yes.
Oh dear, I don't even know what that one was about, Morris Doris.
No. I can't remember. No,
but you know,
Doris
when
Morris, yeah.
You get it in your mind and that's it, you just can't.
Once you can't say it, then you get fit of the giggles, that's it, you've had it.
Yes.
Well, it always sounded smashing.
Good.
It's always
good.
Been professional and we've enjoyed listening to you both. And thank you very much for what you've done for Talking Newspaper. We wish you all the success that you and happiness that you and health. Mm-hmm. Let's get those health and happiness.
Health and happiness. Yeah.
In your new house and your new area. And thank you very much. Thank you.
I'd just like to say thank you to Todmorden. We've had 18 very, very happy years here. We've been very involved with the town and all the various communities and organisations. And I wish everybody on the Talking Newspaper, both those who work and all our listeners, the very best wishes for the future. Thank you very much, Christine.
Bye-bye from Christine. Bye-bye.